You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's Property Tuesday time. We're going to look at a very interesting guide put together by the people at Sentinel Homes. They've got an interesting guide to your first home buy, or to the first home buy for single individuals in particular. I'm joined on the line by Sentinel Homes' Managing Director, Rainier Creek, to take a look at this. Good evening, Rainier. Thanks so much for taking the time. Single people buying their first homes, how much different is, or how much more different is that than things like a combined income and being jointly assessed and the banks looking at you? How much more of a climb is it for single individuals to acquire their first home?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So it's actually a very interesting trend that's been developing over the past couple of years. Property prices over the last, say, 70 years have increased much more than mean wages. And so for most people, you know, you'd expect the reverse to happen. You know, the single people don't buy alone, the people actually buy in partnership or buy exclusively as couples because of the fact that, you know, property is relatively expensive when compared to mean wages. However, I think due to all sorts of demographic changes and things that have happened in South Africa, single people have started buying properties on mass, especially single women as a category stand out as property buyers. And there are lots of potential explanations for that. Obviously, it's much more difficult to get it done because you only have one salary to do the job. And so it is also, you know, dictating where people buy, what they can afford, etc. And because the affordability constraint is the main concern, obviously, when people are buying by themselves instead of when joined by a business partner or a romantic partner.
Rainier, you mentioned that demographic side of the conversation, and obviously specifically emphasizing the rise of the female homeowner. How has this been playing out in the market? Are you seeing anything that's particularly leading or explaining why they're electing to buy by themselves? What's happening here? I mean, I for one remember there was a time where at one of the old companies I used to work for, we kind of looked at the investment trends, and we realized that sometimes women make better investors than men because they behave differently and they behave in a more disciplined fashion than men do. Is this the same sort of trend that you're seeing in the home ownership space, or is it something that women seem to be prioritizing more in their single days than waiting for a partner perhaps?
Yeah, so I think in the absence of firm data, we can only speculate. What we can see is that during the 20th century, you know, people's life expectancy doubled. And part of that is that people have started marrying later in life and also having children later in life. But as we also know from insurance premiums, we know that women are on general more responsible than men, especially when we're talking young men and women. So I think that's part of it. You know, it's part of that journey of being conservative or responsible, which is something that seems to be more common amongst women than men, speaking on average. It may also be that, you know, we see from the data that is available that women headed household where children live with a single woman, an unmarried woman, is much more likely even these days than children living with a married couple or with spouses or partners. And so it might also be that age old thing of trying to give security and stability. And so that manifests as single women buying property. There's also other reasons, of course, like, say, if you're a businessman or an entrepreneur and you're taking risk, you might want to insolvency proof your property, your primary residence, by putting it in your wife's name and then not joining her as an applicant so that it's remote from your creditors. All these kinds of things may be happening, but what we can see is that almost 60% of South African properties have a woman as owner or co-owner, either solely or jointly. And so women make up a very large slice of property buyers, a disproportionate size slice when compared to their sort of percentage of the total population.
Almost 60%. That is an astounding statistic, and only to the positive. I mean, to everyone's credit that is out there purchasing homes and prioritizing home buying and asset growth, they deserve all the credit, and it is a lot of hard work to get it done. Rainier, before I let you go, the importance of due diligence when looking at these processes, how important is it to make sure that you dot your I's, cross your T's, and make sure that you've got all the right things in place?
Yeah, so that's very important. I mean, especially if you're buying a loan, it's important to make sure that your credit record is entirely up to scratch so that you're not paying a premium on interest rate because you're seen as a risk. especially, you know, as making sure you pay all your debts on time, that you do actually have contractual debts that you're paying, even if they're small amounts, just to build up that history. Obviously, you must also make sure that you don't have frivolous debt or decadent debt, you know, so those personal loans that you use to pay for clothes or for vacations, you know, get rid of them, pay them down as soon as you can. Because you're buying on a single income, you know, you might, affordability might be an issue, but luckily there are trends like remote working that are working to your advantage. And so you might well find something that's more suitable in peri-urban or even in rural areas that you can buy and that doesn't have the possibility of losing value long-term, because other people obviously are also motivated by this trend when they're seeking out properties, you know, hunting for relative value by virtue of no longer being within a commuting range of offices. You definitely want to consider things like making sure you buy a property that is easily saleable, such as buying, say, a sectional title property in a scheme with nice amenities, which might be something that people want as well when you're selling. And you might also consider properties that have things like granny flats or whatever that you can rent out as a way of supplementing your affordability down the line. Also, properties in coastal areas that you can perhaps rent out on Airbnb as a way of supplementing your income, so that you can see to that installment. Obviously, all the basics of property are important and need to be considered as well. But when people are buying as single purchases, it does take a bit of extra work, and people may be well served by you know, approaching experts such as bond originators and very knowledgeable estate agents or other professionals in the industry to make sure that they're doing all of the things that need to be done.
It does require extra work, but there is help at hand and help out there. We'll leave it at that. Rainier, thanks so much for those insights. Rainier Creek, Managing Director at Sentinel Homes, on the emerging trend that we're seeing where single people are buying their first homes, and more importantly, single women are buying their first homes.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.